BBC News with Jonathan Izard. Egypt's armed forces say they've launched airstrikes against the militants they believe carried out Friday's attack on a mosque in Sinai, which killed at least 235 worshippers. They say they hit vehicles used by the gunmen. The UN says four peacekeepers have been killed in two separate assaults in Mali. It's unclear whether the attacks were coordinated. Several extremist groups operate in the country, all of them linked to Al-Qaeda. The Argentine President Mauricio Macri says he has ordered a thorough investigation into what happened to a Navy submarine that disappeared more than a week ago in the South Atlantic. The vessel apparently suffered an explosion. Turkey says the United States has agreed to stop supplying arms to the Kurdish militia group the YPG, following a phone call between President Erdogan and Trump. The White House said it was adjusting military support to partners on the ground in Syria. The YPG has led the fight against Islamic State militants, but Turkey sees it as a terror group. The UN Migration Agency says that since the year 2000, more than 33,000 people have drowned in the Mediterranean as they attempted to reach Europe. The International Organization for Migration says the deaths make Europe's Mediterranean border by far the world's deadliest frontier for migrants. The Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has apologised for the deep harm suffered for decades by thousands of Indigenous children at state-run residential schools in Newfoundland and Labrador. They were forced to give up their families, language and culture. Many said they were abused. An international study into suicides in prison has found no clear link with overcrowding. It concluded that the best way to reduce suicides would be to improve access to psychiatric care and social welfare. The Mexican government has created a marine reserve around a chain of four volcanic islands off the country's Pacific coast. The UN recognised the archipelago as a World Heritage Site last year. It's home to hundreds of species of animals and plants. BBC News.